Looking back on August 13, the day in 1942, when the classic Disney animated movie Bambi premiered.
Those are birds. Burr. Look, he's trying to talk. Burr. He's trying to say burr.
In 1971, John Lennon flew out of Heathrow Airport, headed for New York. He never returned to the UK. Here's Lennon comparing his new home to Liverpool.
It's almost the difference between Liverpool and London, London and New York. And it has that tenseness, but it's also, it's just that it's going at a tremendous speed, you know. I don't know why, but it is, you know.
And the classic Australian movie Gallipoli, starring Mel Gibson and Mark Lee, premiered on this day in 1981.
First to the pyramids.
Okay, you're on.
Ready, set, go!
Great movie. August 13 birthdays, AFL great Carlton legend John Nicholls turns 81. The man they called Big Nick played 328 games, including the winning premiership sides in 68, 70 and 72.
He won a record 5 Best and Fairest Awards. The medal presented to the modern day winner named in his honour.
Just a link go deep into the forward zone. Big Nicholls is there and he goes, oh! Nicholls is down.
Irish singer Fergal Sharkey is 62. After leaving the punk group The Undertones, he had 2 solo hits, You Little Thief and the number one, A Good Heart.
And a good heart these days is hard to find.
A good heart,
true heart, the less kind.
Happy birthday to Danny Bonaducci, best known for his role as Danny Partridge in the hit series The Partridge Family. He's 61.
I'm Danny Partridge, their business manager. This is my sister Tracy, who has perfect pitch and plays tambourine.
And champion Aussie swimmer Michael Klim turns 43 today. He won a couple of gold at the Sydney Olympics and set a number of freestyle and butterfly Commonwealth and world records.
Michael Klim, hanging on! Michael Klim, it's yours! You have nailed it!
Finally, the great British film director Alfred Hitchcock was born on this day in 1899. He died in 1980.
The suspense story is giving the audience full information before you start. In other words, there is a bomb under these seats. Tell the audience that, and they will scream out and say, get out of there, get out of there.
Remembering Alfred Hitchcock on August 13.